The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we've been talking about etiquette for parents. Usually we focus on the kids' good manners, but parents still need a little help with good behavior too, we have to admit.
Yes, we do. Today's topic is about how parents should control their inner food critic. Yes, you may like to feed your kids organic only or steer clear of sugar in your family, but it's bad manners to comment on other parents' food choices for their kids.
Yeah, like when you see a kid eating a donut at the park, for example, it may be his first sugary snack of the week and given to him as a reward for good grades.
Now, let's not get sidetracked on whether or not we should give kids food as rewards. And yes, maybe that was the kid's 25th donut this week. But we shouldn't tisk and tell the parents they should have our exact stance on the right food to serve. It's generally bad manners for one parent to tell another how it should be done.
Right. And here's a mind-blowing thought for all of us. The person we're secretly or not so secretly judging probably has plenty of opinions about some of our choices too.
Probably very true. Since nobody's a perfect parent, the chances are good that they could come up with something we could improve.
Yes.
Imagine that.
That's right. Let's all just try to get along and keep our food biases and other biases to ourselves. Unless somebody asks your opinion, of course, then it's fair game.
That's right. Well, thanks for listening today. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk more about good parenting etiquette. And for more topics like these, check out our website, nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.